All right. So, you know what happened to me the other day? And I'm going to tell everybody about this because I told you. I saw a friend that I run into at public events all the time. Okay. I'll say acquaintance because I don't know all that much about him personally. Just a very kind older gentleman that always says hello when we see each other. We give each other hugs. Say, oh, hey, it's good to see you. Been a minute. You know how it goes when you see somebody mm-hmm. like that. Yeah, you yep. know each other. Hey. Well, I overheard him tell somebody about his art and about his piece of work called Cosmic Christ, otherwise known as Egg Beater Jesus. And I was like, wait, what? And his name is Stephen L. Ware. For those of you that are listening, because I know we have people listening throughout the world, that's, mm-hmm. that's a huge mural here in Huntsville. It's made of tile. It's on the side of a church here. And everybody around here knows it. We lovingly nickname it Egg Beater Jesus because of how it looks. So it's well known. His name is Stephen L. Ware. And I was like, did I hear you right? He says, yeah, look me up on YouTube. And there he was talking about it to local news places and all these interviews and about why it looks the way it does and how he's been creating art and stained glass since the 60s. And it was amazing. And I tell you all of this to remind you that every single person you meet today has a whole life about them that you won't know. Some young person who looks disaffected. Maybe you think they look self-involved. They're just discovering who they are. They're navigating their childhood self into adulthood. That older person in your way in the store, you know, in the mobility scooter, may have done multiple tours in the armed service, seen and done things you couldn't imagine. That person who is impatient with you today in traffic or working the checkout line, they give you attitude. They have the whole universe inside them, just like you do, of everything they've lived up until this point and what made them who they are in your little moment of interaction with them. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible when you see others today. I hope you remember, and I hope that gives you an abundance of grace and curiosity and perspective. I was told once to look at somebody like they were your mom. And you know, like your mom mm-hmm. or your dad or somebody close, you know everything that they're going through and why they're sitting there scowling. Or you know all this, but not these people that you just interact with. I hope it gives you patience. I hope that it allows you to understand and not judge, that it reminds you of your experiences and reminds you there's good. There is stories. There is so much life in everyone you see. Now, each one of us is precious. That is a good thing to remember because sometimes we get in our heads, we're like, ah, everybody's just awful. Oh, it's just awful out there. No, it's not. There's so much good out there. There's so many stories. It's the whole universe is out there. And you just open your eyes to it today, and I hope it gives you some good things as a result.
A very interesting story. Who somebody is or what they're doing, you know?
You don't. And I think about, you know, some of the older rockers who have known just like lives and debauchery stuff that we've never, they look like somebody's little old grandpa.
Yeah,
and it's so easy to write others mm-hmm. off when you don't know their whole story. Everybody has a whole story. And that's going to wake you up inside as you look around and you start to think about that today. And I hope you take it with you.